Hi, I'm Dusty. I'm a ministry leader, a wife, a mom, and I am your guide to navigating life with purpose and intention as women of faith. If you're looking for honest and unfiltered conversations, inspiring stories, and encouraging chats with friends who get it, then you're in the right place. Together, we'll talk faith, life, and everything in between. So grab your coffee, get cozy, and let's dive in. I'm here for it, and I am here for you. Okay, so this is super weird for me because I've never done this before. And I'm also not just recording, but I'm talking to a camera and I'm in my room by myself. And so I kind of feel like I'm talking to myself. So we'll see how this goes. But hi, I'm Dusty. I can't believe I'm saying these words out loud, but I'm literally starting a podcast. Why? Why am I starting a podcast? Well, a few reasons. The biggest reason is that I used to be a blogger back in the day. I love to write. I believe that it is one of the gifts God has given me, but blogging is just not really a thing anymore. Unfortunately, people don't read blogs like they once read blogs, and that's okay. I'm okay with that because I feel like it's shifted now into podcasting. I think people are looking for more authenticity these days, and it's just easier to be authentic when you can hear someone's voice and see someone's face versus just reading words. I think there is a time and place for words. I will never stop writing. I love to write. I love words. I love a good book. But at the same time, I think hearing someone's voice and seeing someone's face just makes things more real and you know the person more. And so I know a lot of people have podcasts, and I was of the opinion that I would never do this. And I just have to say, like, never say never, because you probably will end up doing it. Like, I have said I will never get a minivan, and now I'm starting to think, like, I bet I'm gonna have a minivan one day. That's just how things are gonna go. So happy 2025. Welcome to episode one. Today I'm gonna be sharing my one goal for the new year, how we got here, and why it's my only goal. And I kind of think that you are going to be surprised that it's not what you think. But I first want to pray for us, because I do not want these to be my words. I want these to be words from God through me. I pray that I would only be a vessel, that it would not be about me, that it would not be about what I have to say and my opinions, but it would be from Him for you. So let's just get that straight. Like, this is not about me. This is not my podcast. This is His for you. So I'm going to pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for what you want to share today through me. And I just pray, Father, that, like I said, that my words would not be my words, but they would be yours. Lord, that you would speak through me, that you would have your way in this time. Father, that you would bring wisdom and revelation to everyone that is listening to these words, God. That you would be our goal, Lord. I'm jumping to the conclusion, Lord, but you would be the goal of our lives, that you would be the goal of this podcast, that you would be the goal that we seek this year in 2025. And so we just give you this time, and we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, backstory. It was the end of November. And it was a Sunday morning at church. I don't remember what I was feeling that day. I think I was tired. I was feeling tired. And I was just going to stay in the back. I was not going to go up to the front and sit up front with my husband where I usually do. I was going to, you know, use the excuse of work, you know, because I work at my church, if you don't know. My husband and I are pastors at our church. And so I was just going to use the excuse of, like, well, I have stuff to do. I'm going to be in and out. I'm going to go over to our children's church. I'm going to, you know, take some pictures here. I'm going to do stuff for our church social media. Like, I'm not going to be up front, which is really just an excuse to, like, check out. And I got a text from my mom, and she was like, hey, there's some special guests here, and I really want them to, you know, pray for you, to be there for you. And I was like, dang, okay, so I've got to sit up front today. And so I did, you know, I'm going to be obedient to, you know, my pastor, who is also my mom. We'll talk about that later. But basically, so, you know, it's during worship, and one of the guests that were just attending church that day, but, you know, they have gifts to prophesy, encourage, pray for people. And so one of them came up to me and really just shared a lot of encouraging things to Josh and I. And it was not on my radar. I had a bad attitude that day. I was not looking to be encouraged. I was looking to check out. But she prayed for us and really just said a lot of encouraging things. But one thing she said that really stuck with me, that really has everything to do with what I'm going to share today, was, you know, she was speaking all this life into us about, you know, our future and what God wanted to do in and through our lives. But she said, everything will come from the secret place. You know, talking about all the accomplishments, all the things that God wants to do in our lives and through our lives, everything will come out of the secret place. And the secret place being that time intentionally spent with the Lord. That really stood out to me. That really stuck with me. And, you know, I went back to my notes and found something I wrote just a week after that. I said, honestly, I don't even know if it was a week after. It might have been that same day. But the Lord really spoke this to me. He said, you will only be as successful as your time in the secret place. It is the secret to your success. You will only go as far as the secret place allows you to go. Why? Two verses. I'm going to read both of them to you. Philippians 4:19, it says, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and his glory by Christ Jesus. And then Matthew 6:33, I'm going to read it out of the NLT because it's my favorite verse. It's my life verse. It's, if there was a verse I would tattoo on myself, it would be this one. I might. We'll see. But it says, this is Jesus talking, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Everything we need is found in Jesus. Seek the giver, and he will give you the gift. He is the giver. He is the answer. Everything we need is found in him. Every question, every piece of advice we could ever need, every direction that we need to go in, every step we need to take, every decision we need to make, every habit we need to form, every goal that we need to set, it's first found in him. I'm going to read a few things that I actually read on social media last week that really just confirmed what I had been sensing and feeling for myself this year. You know, when thinking about, I love a good goal. I love planning. I love goal setting. I love a new planner. The beginning of a year is like my favorite time because I have so much hope and expectancy and plans for the year. And it just really gets me excited. So, you know, when I started to think about my goals for this year, and the Lord kind of reminded me of that prayer back in November, and then what I wrote about how the secret is the secret place, I started to think like, oh, maybe he's not having me like set goals like I normally do. Maybe he wants to get this down first. And then I read these posts on social media and it was like confirming for me. And I'm like, oh, dang. Okay. So I'm going to read these to you. The first is from Beth Moore. We love Miss Beth. Miss Beth is my mentor who I've never met. I love her. She wrote a thread. I think it was on Twitter, X, but she posted it on Instagram as well. So I found it on Instagram. Anyway, She says, this thread is in favor of establishing regular practices of the spiritual disciplines of prayer and scripture reading. I can't think of anything more important in the life of the Jesus follower than contemplating how we want our lives to turn out and asking ourselves if we are on that trajectory. We won't ever get this faith thing down in this side of the veil, but we need more than ever the best. But we need more than the best natural resources that our skills, experience, education, and DNA can provide. We need the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the stability, direction, and knowledge of regular Bible reading. We need Jesus, and those are essentials for discerning what is Jesus and what is not. So good, right? And then the second one is by a girl named Ryder Caroline on Instagram. I'll make sure to tag these in the show notes, but I'm going to read this from her. She says, the truth is that the intensity of goal setting and self-improvement can produce life-sucking panic and ungodly overwhelm in my life. Amen. You may not feel the same way. Maybe the fresh start actually feels refreshing to you, but I think all of us need to consider, who do we look to for our definition of good, better, growth, change? Who do we let shape us? I'm always relieved to remember the impression I get from the Bible about godly change, slowly growing through surrender by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you want to be better? Okay, draw near to the Lord. He is the better, and some of it will splash onto you as you hear his word and do it. Let's not let January shine distract us from the wonder of growing older and fatter in the soul. Undoubtedly, this will impact our habits, our bodies, our time, our disciplines. And as Jesus famously said to Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Do you know what that one thing is? It is sitting at his feet. From this place, let's build our habits. From this place, let's grow. From this place, let's learn what's good and enjoy God's better for us. Amen. So, what is my one goal for 2025? It's Jesus. To know him, to follow him, to learn his ways through his word, to learn his will through his word. It's letting the Spirit lead me. It's letting him course correct me when I get it wrong and transform me. And I think, funny enough, by making him my goal, I have a suspicion that I will actually be able to accomplish more, live life more on purpose, experience more fulfillment, more freedom, more joy, because his way is the best way. Because he actually knows what's best. And even if I don't accomplish anything this year, even if he is the only thing that I accomplish, it will not be any time wasted. We were created for him, by him, to give him praise, to give him glory. And there is no greater fulfillment than living that out. There is no greater fulfillment and purpose than to live giving him the glory and giving him the praise. And so I've experienced enough of him, of I haven't gotten it right. I have not lived for him always. I wish I had. But in the times that I have, and in my 30 years of living, I have experienced enough of him to know that his way is better. I have tasted and seen his goodness and his faithfulness. I have experienced doing life his way and doing life not his way. And I can say that his way is truly better. And so I might set goals. I might end up having, you know, some goals for the year, and I would love to share those in the future. But right now, today, on what day is it? I think it's January 6th, 2025. My goal is Jesus. And any goal I set after this, if he decides to give me some more specific goals, they're going to be led by him. they're not going to be from me. If I have a word for the year, he's going to give it to me. It's not going to be me. And so for now, my goal is Jesus. My word of the year is Jesus. And so my question for you is, what would it look like if you made Jesus your goal this year? If you made him your word of the year, what would it look like if you made seeking Jesus your biggest priority this year? I don't have the answers, but I know that when you start to think and ask yourself that question and ask him that question, he'll start to show you. And it may be different than what you initially set out to accomplish this year, but I know that it's going to be better. So that's where we're at. Praise God. I'm going to pray for us again, and then we're going to go from there. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all that you want to do in and through us this year. Lord, I know that my friends listening have so much in store for this year, God, that you want to do exceedingly and abundantly more than they could ever ask or think, that you want to give them the desires of their hearts, that you want to help them accomplish the dreams and vision in their heart. But I pray, Father, that they would not get so caught up in the gifts that you give, Lord, that they would miss out on the giver. And Jesus, you are the giver, but you are also the best gift. Father, help us to not miss you this year. Help us to not get so caught up in everything else that we miss you. Be our goal this year. Be our focus. Be what we set our attention on. Be our purpose. Be our goal, Lord. And help us to do that, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So before we go, thank you so much for listening. I'm excited about this. This didn't feel nearly as hard as I was planning. This is the first time I've ever recorded. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm happy to be here. And so I'm doing a giveaway over on Instagram. Again, link details will be in the show notes. But I'm doing a giveaway. I'm giving away a few of my favorite things. This bag that I got for Christmas that is like my everything bag. You can just throw things in it and it's just really cute. Also, my favorite candle of all time. I smelled it in a store once and it was probably one of the only candles I've ever smelled where I was instantly like, oh, I cannot live without this. It's amazing. I love it. I'm giving that away. I'm giving away a Stanley because we all know we need more water this year. And why not do it with a cute cup? What are the other things? My favorite planner and my favorite prayer journal to make prayer and spending time with Jesus more intentional this year. So make sure to go over to Instagram, check that post out to get all the details to enter. Would love to bless one of you with those things. And yeah. So thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, I would absolutely love it if you could take a quick moment to leave a rating and a review. It helps others find the show and join in on the conversation. And please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with a friend who needs the encouragement. And I would also love it if you would share it online in your stories and tag me. I'd love to connect with you and hear your thoughts. See you next week on Here For It.